The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, folks. Happy to be with you. So we'll do the usual thing. Say a few words and we'll sit and offer some reflections. So meditation involves directing our attention. It involves making effort. It involves exerting a certain kind of intentionality and willfulness. And it involves all these things, and yet all of those things generally invoke a sense of self, direct the sense of attentional agency, the sense of making effort, sense of intentionality or willfulness. And so meditation also is about a kind of awareness that doesn't depend on attentional direction. It's about effortlessness, the kind of deep relaxation of a pure kind of receptivity. It's about choicelessness. It's about relinquishing all sense of like doing, all sense of willfulness, all sense of autonomy, really. It's about all this stuff, right? And it's not like the self is bad and not self is good. In a way, you know, one of the kind of effects of practice over these years is the recognition like, oh yeah, I really, at a deep level, don't care how meditation goes, the viscosity of self that arises. It's not one's right, the other wrong, but we're learning to different chambers of the mind capacities. And so, yeah, sometimes, and I'm going to have to give instructions in about 30 seconds, and I'm going to talk about directing effort and marshaling the attention in one way or another, and making choices, these things. And sometimes we do that so as to enter realms of choicelessness, effortlessness, the absence of willfulness. So somehow I felt inspired to say that, but I really, really do not know how I will guide this meditation. But we will practice one way or another. So find a posture that feels sustainable. Self is not the last word of the Dharma, nor is not self. We're not trying to vanquish some alter ego in us or something. Just studying the ways that the intentional direction of attention, the effort we make, the choices we make, how this can compound a sense of the meditator orchestrating all of it. And so we begin by making some choices, by directing our attention, by rallying our energy. What's the meditative anchor, kind of home base for the attention? What's inside the circle that we draw that we call the focus space, and what's outside it? Maybe inside it is just the sensations of breathing. The rest of the world is outside it. Maybe we marshal our effort the effort to let go of discursive thinking when it grabs us. Very gentle effort of directing our attention, spotlighting the breathing, for example. Sense of some measure of autonomy, of choice making, of strategizing and preference. All of that's okay. So we establish some stability. Maybe we give ourselves little mini Dharma pep talks. Reminders. The wisdom it would be wise to remember now. It's quite natural for there to be a sense of the doer and the deed, the meditator and the object, the meditated. The spotlight and the stage. The worker and the effort. And so much Dharma goodness develops along these lines. But we also don't want to miss this other dimension of practice. That involves this kind of deep surrender. Of the doer and the doing. That leaves no room for the meditator to congeal. Where matter and the mirror merge. This is not something we can do. The doing sense of responsibility is exactly what forecloses this possibility. To the extent we do anything, we do surrender, relinquishment. Trust the silence. Offer ourselves up to the Dharma's grace. the very notion of a kind of hierarchy, not self, higher than self, guarantees the congealing self. The Dharma contains so many different medicines. Just kind of take what's offered by this moment.